to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 31st day of January, 2007. We have Betty Martini with us. We're talking about aspartame. And just a reminder, we covered this in the first hour, last hour, I should say. There is a House bill for New Mexico to ban aspartame. It has a number now. It's House Bill 391 with three committee assignments, Consumer and Public Affairs, Business and Industry, and Judiciary. There are 19 representatives that have signed it, which is a good thing. Now, this is a bill to ban the sale of aspartame, Equal, NutraSweet, in New Mexico. And as we've been talking about, this is a neurotoxic artificial sweetener that metabolizes as methanol, then formaldehyde, and even one more brain tumor causing agent, and I cannot pronounce this. We'll have to get the pronunciation here from our guest. Now, aspartame's approval was forced through the FDA in 1981 by then CEO of patent holder G.D. Searle, Donnie Rumsfeld, that's right, Mr. Shock and Awe, for the vast personal gain, despite the FDA having turned down the approval for 15 years prior to this. Now, there's a broad base of support in the New Mexico House of Representatives that proves there's a deep concern among legislators about the failures of the FDA, to recognize the harm done by aspartame and to rescind FDA approval. Now, therefore, the legislators are choosing to act at the state level in order to protect the health of all New Mexicans from further damage caused by this neurotoxic carcinogen presently found in over 6,000 USA food products, and that includes diet sodas, sugarless gums, low-fat yogurt, which we talked about earlier. They don't even want to let you know that in the low-fat yogurt that aspartame is even in it, Equal, the table sweetener, as well as more than 500 medications, including, but not limited to, children's vitamins and aspirin. You know, Doctor, I can see maybe a chewable vitamin trying to make it palatable, more palatable for a youngster to take. But if an artificial sweetener wasn't used, and they put a host of different chemicals in this stuff as preservatives, where it used to be that they used sugar-based sweeteners, fructose, whatever, in these products, was there a problem here with shelf life, or was there any reason whatsoever to put aspartame in there as an artificial sweetener so your kids would chew the vitamins?
No, it was done because of money. I mean, people want to know, why in the world is it still on the market? And it can be answered very briefly: profit, addiction, and greed. And if you read Dr. Oney's 49-page paper to the Board of Inquiry of the FDA, and they agreed with him. And he said, do you know what this is going to do to the brains of children? And as far as birth defects, it is a given. And the FDA's answer, well, it is not going to be marketed to children. And yet it is in pediatric vitamins. If you take your child, let's say, to a doctor and want to get some pediatric penicillin, Augmentin, well, it has aspartame in it. Then you go over the counter to get pediatric an aspirin or other products, and they're going to have the aspartame in it too.
All right. We'll take this break here. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. We're talking about the excitotoxin. We're talking about aspartame. We're talking about a neurotoxic poison, ladies and gentlemen. With Dr. Betty Martini, we'll continue this conversation with our fine guest today right after this short break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Obviously, something serious is going on politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Get ready to write out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you informational websites. I'm going to also tell you the movie that you need to see called Sweet Misery, A Poison World. Write that one down. You want to amaze and entertain your friends at the same time? This is a great movie in which to do it. The websites that you need to bookmark these websites. And can they sign up for free email alerts from you?
Yes, like the aspartame information list.
Okay. And let me give those websites out, www.wnho.net, and also www.doorway, D-O-R, not D-O-O-R, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com. And she is the founder of Mission Possible World Health International, and that's Dr. Betty Martini. And here's the address, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to support this woman. She has been globetrotting and talking to scientists and investigators and attorneys and a whole host of people. She is a lightning rod for this issue, and we're glad to have her. She is the founder of Mission Possible World Health International. And here's the address. It's 9270 River Club Parkway, Duluth, Georgia, 30097. If you would like to call them, it's 770-242-2599. I say again, 770-242-2599. Or if you would like to email Betty, you can just email her at BettyM19@mindspring.com. Let us go back to the phones here. Peter in Niagara Falls, Canada. How you doing, Peter?
Lost Peter.
He has a funny sounding voice. It's reminiscent of a dial tone. Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, I'm fantastic. You know, sometimes I listen to talk radio and get depressed, but not really, because, you know, it's almost discouraging, because I keep on seeing the people who claim to be awakening just stuck on stupid, and that's why after years and years of talk radio, of talking and explaining in great detail and dissecting the problem down to the point where it makes you want to throw up, that absolutely nothing has been done yet. And that's why I'm about results. And that's why it seems like when I call talk radio, people might get the impression, oh, man, he's being negative. No. Mm-hmm. I'm just to the point where I like to tell the truth. And the truth is, we aren't getting any results. And I don't want to talk about a lot of issues. I heard one time about a day or so ago about infighting. You know what? I got one point. If someone lets me on the radio to talk about this infighting, all these people that are afraid of it, don't worry. It won't be forever and ever, because it's all going to be knockout blows. Because there's so many people that need to be exposed in this movement,
right,
if you want to call it that. I'm sick of that part of it. But the good news is the kind of technology I'm coming with, which is facts and documentation,
mm-hmm,
not belief and religions,
right,
and doomsday prophecies, and oh, my God, go out and buy these things because you need them or you're going to die. What I would say is this. I am excited because the other day I heard on your program that someone had jumped ship. It's not surprising, because there's a lot of questions that I don't want to get into right now that I have. But most importantly, myspace.com/areyouacultmember. If you really want to see results, I mean results, Stat Miller, you need me on your radio program, because jump ship. If you've got the real technology and the truth for the people, don't worry. They're going to flock in droves if they're getting results.
I understand. Well, hold on a second, Paul. Let's ask Dr. Betty Martini here about results, because that's what the subject matter is today, and all the research she's done, all the people that are involved here. Let's ask the good doctor about it. Betty, okay. Well, thank you, caller. I appreciate your call. What is actually being done out there? What is concrete that's going on out there?
Well, this is what's so good. You know, you mentioned this bill, the House bill, but also it's Senate Bill 498. But here we're actually this week in, you know, trying to ban it out of a state. And so, you know, what I would like, people that want results, if everybody listening to this program today would go to Rents or Rents.com and get the update on aspartame and on this bill, just put in aspartame as a fine, it's on the front page, you'll get a list of all the senators and all the congressmen, and if everybody would write and support it and say, please ban this. If you are a victim, tell them what it has done to you. Before a couple of weeks are over, we can get this banned out of New Mexico. And if we do that, one domino, that's all it takes, because it will get out why it's been banned. It is illegal. It violates the Delaney Amendment. It violates adulteration statutes. Therefore, it violates interstate commerce. It is against the law. You've got all these people working to get it out of the state of New Mexico. If we can get it out there, we can get it out all over the world. We've already had a parliamentarian in England after the Ramazzini study ask for the ban. 47 members of parliament in England have asked for it to be banned in Europe. We have work everywhere trying to get it banned. We have lists of people who want to use this very same bill in New Mexico and put it through the legislature. in every state in the United States, but people have to help. People have to call these senators. They have to email these congressmen and tell them, we want it banned. You can't sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. And that's what it's all about. Here, for the first time in history, when I started this, nobody knew about aspartame. I mean, it was absolutely silent. It was so hard to get people to believe it. We had to get people to start organizations in every state in the United States, and countries all over the world. There are many countries that never even heard of it. We now have an osteopath, for instance, this Mission Possible Iceland, and he was so pleased that he was on radio. He got articles published, and people are calling him and starting to do something in Iceland who never even heard that aspartame was poison. So it has taken years and years, but it takes involvement by the public. You can't just wait for somebody else to do it. You have to get involved.
Well, and you're right about this domino effect. If one state does this, that will give the courage for the other states to follow suit.
Right.
All right.
And we just need everybody. I don't care what, I mean, people called me yesterday from all over the world, from other countries, from England and from other places in Europe and from Spain and from France. And they were calling the legislature in New Mexico and saying, all eyes are on New Mexico. You know, ban this poison, get rid of it. And so that's what it's going to take.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Peter is back from Niagara Falls, Canada. Hello, Peter.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking me back.
Yes, sir.
Betty, is there ways to reverse the damage done neurologically by aspartame?
Cells do regenerate, that Dr. Blaylock says, and that's why he's, if you go to www.wnho, actually it's www.wnho.net/WTDaspartame.htm. That is the report that will tell you how to get off of it, what you need to do, what you need to take, and how to reverse some of the damage. It's an excellent report by Dr. Blaylock, who is a neurosurgeon.
Have you heard of a sugar substitute by the name of Waylo?
I've heard of it. There's so many that we have to investigate, and the only ones that I will say that I know are okay are just like sugar, which is nothing but chicory and orange peel, and Dr. Blaylock asked for an analysis to be done to make sure there was no excitotoxins like MSG in it, and that's all there was, and calcium and vitamin C. And it's been approved by the FDA, and you can get it in Whole Foods and Wild Oats. So there is a safe sweetener on the market, and of course people know about stevia, which you can get in any health food store. And I would stick with those because those we've investigated and those we know won't hurt anybody.
That was going to be one of my questions, is the issue of stevia, because a lot of people jumped on that bandwagon. But when I first started hearing about stevia, I thought, is this just another sugar substitute, and is it harmful or not? Is there anything in stevia whatsoever that gave you any cause for pause?
Well, stevia, as you know, is a sweet herb from Brazil, and if it's just plain stevia, it helps in the metabolism of sugar. It fights bacteria. We've done just Oscar Rhodes in Dallas with the Stevita Company must have 500 studies of safety. The only thing you would have to worry about is in some countries they actually may add something like aspartame to it. So you have to know the product you buy. You can get it in any health food store. I think Stevita Company is one of the best because they have a catalog. They have sports drinks with stevia. It comes straight from Brazil. So, you know, people can put anything in anything. So you have to check and read labels.
All right. Peter, anything else?
No, that's all I had, John. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. Talking about excitotoxins, aspartame, the stuff you put in your body that ends up being formaldehyde. Folks, they're not even having to embalm bodies anymore because they're staying fresh on the shelf. Sad to say, but true. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
All right, we are back. My guest today, Dr. Betty Martini, and I want to put out their information again because we are about putting out the information and people taking action on it. And the only way that anything gets solved is if you bring it to light and then get people involved in combating the problems. And this is one of the serious problems we have in this country right now, ladies and gentlemen, because now it is starting to affect our children. It's one thing to have a shot in life and to grow up healthy in this country, but it's a totally another to have our children poisoned. And if you watch what's happening, especially as I like to refer to it in a public fool system, that you have these children on these artificially sweetened sodas, candies, vitamins, you name it, as I stated earlier, in over 6,000 products in the United States today, this is a very, very serious problem. And then what they're doing, of course, from the drug companies, they're putting them on mood-altering drugs. And some of their own studies showed that, well, people have a tendency to just wig out. Children have a tendency not to be able to absorb this. It affects their brain, how their brain functions, and they go off into tangents, sometimes violent tangents. This is a very serious problem, and if it's just at a minimum that, well, they think that your children aren't paying attention and you've got ADD or ADHD, well, they'll stick you on some kind of mind-altering, mood-altering drug And by their own studies, ladies and gentlemen, psychotic. Your children go psychotic. 5 to 6% of the people that are taking these drugs literally going psychotic. Doctor, this is a little off subject, but maybe it's really not. These people that are on these psychotropic mind-altering drugs that are drowning their babies in bathtubs and shooting their families. The mainstream media doesn't like to talk about any connections. There was a case down here, I forget her name right now, but there was a case down here where a mother had literally drowned her children in a bathtub, and she was on these mood-altering drugs.
She was on Haldol, and I talked to Dr. Walton about it because he, you know, he is a psychiatrist, and she was drinking Diet Coke, and he said that was a double whammy. That woman didn't know what she was doing.
So was this allowed? And again, we didn't see get to see the court case on this deal. And, of course, the media didn't report anything. Was there anything thrown into defense for this woman because of this Haldol and aspartame? Was that allowed to be entered in as a defense in her case?
I don't think that they did, but I did write her attorney and tell them that. They never wrote me back. I don't know if they didn't want to use it. But they even showed her drinking a Diet Coke, so she had no control over what she was doing because Haldol is a psycho drug and aspartame is a psycho drug.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Jay in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Jay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Betty, I have a question. Some time ago, I found a... not an email, but more of an alert from the military posted on one of our bulletin boards. It was about aspartame in the military. That would seem like a place where, if someone like Donald Rumsfeld wanted to sell a lot of aspartame, the military would seem like its first customer. What do you know about aspartame being used in military food products?
Well, first of all, during the Persian Gulf War, they said not to send anything to the troops that had sugar in it. So what they sent was diet drinks. And if you know, it breaks down at 86 degrees into formaldehyde, and it's 120 degrees in the Arabian sun, and the troops there told me that it would sit piled up as high as you could see it for as long as like 9 weeks at a time in the sun. And they drank it all day long, and they didn't have a chance. And of course, they were using anthrax. And Michael Friedman, who used to be standing FDA commissioner, told them, "Go ahead and use it. It was not FDA approved." And aspartame and vaccines interact, so naturally, they didn't have a chance at all. And as Dr. Bowen says, because of the chemical hypersensitization, even if they were involved in toxins there, it would be a lot worse because aspartame is a literal poison. In fact, the Ecologist, which is one of the most prestigious magazines in England, just did a 17-page cover story on Don Rumsfeld and aspartame and started off by saying, at one time, it was actually listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. So they knew it was poison. And now I went, when I was on my way to Barcelona, and I saw troops going to Iraq, and they were sitting there drinking Diet Coke. And, of course, they use all the gum with it. And I just, on the show, they were advertising the artificially sweetened Thymes. Well, Don Harkins at the Idaho Observer has put together for distribution with our reports 24-page booklets to give out on what aspartame does. And I immediately stopped and gave all the troops information and begged them. And even the pilot alert that we have by Dr. Blaylock on how it causes sudden death and told them to get to the people in Iraq and please tell them to stop using it.
Yeah, by the way, if you have a follow-up, Jay, just hold on a second. Yeah, Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle from the Idaho Observer, they are on this radio program on this network, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturdays. So we appreciate their efforts. Hang on, Jay. Callers 800-313-9443. We'll continue with our interview with Dr. Betty Martini and your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Jay in New Jersey, you had a follow-up for Dr. Betty Martini?
Yeah, a quick question. But first, if Betty could somehow maybe get through the Doug Rockies on this and, you know, the people that really are behind the troops, I think they've missed an obvious point here because I never hear them talking about it. But what a question I have is aspartame a ant killer? Was it designed as an ant killer, a bug killer? It certainly works as one, I can tell you that.
Well, actually, it does work as that. It wasn't designed for that a reason. I think it was just made to be a poison. But formic acid is ant sting poison. And we had fire ants in our front yard. And I simply got some Equal and just poured it all over the fire ants. And, you know, an hour later I came back, they were all dead.
Well, now we know what to do. Instead of running out to your supply place, your drugstore or whatever to buy bug killer, now you know what you can do with your aspartame and associated products.
And somebody called from Augusta who wanted to know why they were spraying, you know, the NutraSweet factory is down there, why they were spraying their crops with with this toxic waste. And I says, well, it's a, you know, it's a neurotoxin, systemic neurotoxin that'll kill the bugs just like it's killing the people. And eventually she said that they, the city stopped because the odor was so bad that they stopped to stop them from doing that.
All right.
They know what it does.
Let's go back to the phones here. Stephen Fox. Hello, Stephen.
You.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad we could work this out with Betty doing the program instead of me. Something came up in the legislature that demanded my immediate total attention, and I just finished it. You know, aspartame was, it was never designed. It was invented, it was discovered in 1966 by a chemist working for Searle named Schlatter. They were trying to build a, they were trying to design a stomach ulcer drug, and he just noticed how sweet it was. But, you know, what's really important, what's going on here is a citizen effort to basically mine, and a few physicians and some activists to and some journalists. And one state senator has taken this on last year at the very last minute in the last legislative session. And this year we saw what the lobbyists did. I don't know if Betty's talked about it, but last year the lobbyists from Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Altria, which is to say Kraft and Philip Morris, and then the biggest meanie of them all called Ajinomoto, which is the world's largest manufacturer of aspartame and the world's largest manufacturer of another neurotoxic food additive called monosodium glutamate, they ran rings around the legislative process. There were 12 of them. They hammered the legislators left and right. Thank goodness this year it sort of dropped off to maybe one or two, and we really have a much clearer idea. We've won a lot of people over the last year, and this is what I'm really excited about, is one of them in particular, which I fully credit Betty Martini for having done more than anybody else, including me. This is a senator from Las Cruces, Mary Jane Garcia. She is the majority whip in the New Mexico Senate, and as a diabetic, she was genuinely horrified to figure out what she would do without her diet sodas, because even her doctor was telling, you know, her that it was okay. And I was alternately between patient and angry about this. You know, so I had Dr. H.J. Roberts ask him, Betty asked him to contact her. Betty contacted her. Betty stayed up one night, entire night, finding articles about why diabetics are the last people in the world to be doing a product that turns into formaldehyde, you know, for their pancreas. And apparently, between hearing from her constituents, newspaper articles, some relentless hammering for me, which has gone on for about 2 years, sometimes not very polite, sometimes kind of angry, you know, because, you know, if I made it clear to her that, you know, look, you are blocking this. And, you know, for lack of information, you are preventing, you're making a decision that affects 1.8 million people. Well, bless her heart, she came through. And just a couple of days ago, last week on Thursday, we learned that she had switched her position. Well, when she's the vice chairman of the first committee it comes to, it's not just a floor vote, it's the vice chairman of a committee, public affairs. And it has to get through public affairs, and it has to go through then corporations before it comes to the Senate floor, and then it has to go through the House. So it's a major coup, and it really inspired me. So I thought, well, maybe we can switch some of these Republicans, you know. One of the Republicans on the committee is a physician, an OBGYN, Dr. Steve Comedina. And he's not beyond the pale of reason either, because, you know, he advises his patients, his pregnant patients, not to ingest aspartame for the harm that it will do to the fetus. You know, the chromosomal harm to both the mother and the fetus. And he's enough of a libertarian that he can't extend it to the general public. You know, he doesn't want the government to be pounding, you know, telling anybody what to do or what not to do. So anyway, but the thing that boils down that I really want to say is what really, if a listener wants to help do this, please take out a piece of paper and write down a phone number and about four names, because we really are going to need help with this in this committee. And I'm going to give this phone number once, and I'll give it again. It's 505-986-9800. 4300.
And where is that?
That's the New Mexico state capitol. In other words, if you go on the New Mexico legislature website, you can talk to any state legislator you want by dialing that number, and you can do it in tandem. You can finish with one and talk to the other. So it's a very efficient way to reach a lot of people in the legislature. Now, not just randomly, but the key people right now, the number one person in the entire legislature now is another woman senator from Las Cruces named Mary Kay Papen, P-A-P-E-N. And she's on this committee, and, you know, she doesn't do aspartame herself. She steers clear of it. Betty has talked with her in person when she came out here, bless her heart, came all the way out here from Georgia to lobby the New Mexico legislature, and she actually talked with this senator. But she has doubts about, she's the swing vote. In other words, it's 4-4, probably. Why is it 4-4? Why does the Republicans look so distant? Well, there's one simple reason. This senator is a very liberal Democratic senator. He's from an urban center, and he takes on lots of very liberal causes, one of which is the impeachment resolution for George Bush and Richard Cheney. Mm. This is a Jeffersonian rule wherein a state legislature can pass a resolution which must be immediately considered, according to the rules of Thomas Jefferson, by either house of Congress if a member of Congress will step forward. Well, this is enough to ruin that. I mean, for the next 2 years, everybody, all the Republicans will vote against anything Jerry Ortiz says or does. But
also let's keep in mind that, Republicans classically have always been for big business. And, Stephen, we're talking about an industry here that's literally making billions of dollars a year. So there's that cash connection there also.
Yeah, and worse than that is they're afraid of losing, you know, the product liability concerns them, I think, more than the billions they've made. They're afraid of losing the billions they've made, because if they admit for a moment that they're wrong, that's why they fight like tooth and nail with people like Betty Martini and H.J. Roberts and Dr. Russell Blaylock, who are really like living saints in terms of modern public health. That's why they can't bear to concede, that maybe there's something wrong with their product, and they'll fight it. They'll cut out every single. In New Mexico, they stifled every single regulatory hearing. The Board of Pharmacy, the Environmental Improvement Board, they fought it tooth and nail. It's like trying to get your foot in a door, and there's 20 people holding the door shut. It's really shocking the lengths that these malevolent corporations would go to protect their own interests. And it's not just making more billions, is protecting the billions they've made from any question of product liability.
Well, and
this is monstrous.
And isn't the fix in on the product liability now also?
Well, there's the so-called cheeseburger law in Washington, which some industry lobbyists cooked up. Freedom to eat cheeseburgers. Well, doesn't that sound nice? When they brought it to New Mexico, now they have the only physician, this Dr. Steve Comedina, pitching the same thing. It's called Freedom to Eat Enchiladas. They put a little ethnic twist on it, so they figured the Hispanics here would say, oh, yeah, well, I want freedom to eat enchiladas. And it's a bald-faced, cold plan, which if you look at it carefully, if you go to Comedina's legislation on the New Mexico legislature website, and I encourage listeners to look at it because it's something to explore. You look at Comedina's Freedom to Eat Enchiladas, and it's basically, it's presented under the guise, well, okay, obesity, anybody that eats so much can't sue a fast food company because of their obesity. Well, that isn't all it says. It's for any food-related illness. And this would exclude, or this would preclude, any suits about aspartame or about Splenda or about arsenic or whatever, that was somebody dumped in the food supply. So it's very sophisticated stuff. And it's very hardball, and it's absolutely, totally ruthless. When you see these corporations in action, and Betty knows more about, she's been at this 14 years, I've been at it 2 years, and she knows far more about how ruthless these corporations can be, and I'd really like you know, her to talk about that.
And one question I have, Stephen, because you and I haven't had a chance really to talk. You said you've been involved with it for 2 years. Betty's been involved in it for 15 years. How did you become involved in this?
Well, actually, my interest goes back to 1998 and even before, when my friend, my used to be a doctor, George Schwartz, he's the author of a book on MSG and its medical effects. This is long before I heard about aspartame. He got me interested in on the history of MSG and how the Japanese manufacturers started pumping it into, you know, zillions of products. And it was added to the U.S. food supply in 1948 because the Japanese retreating troops in the South Pacific were left behind little tin cans full of rations. And the GIs picked them up and said, wow, this is the, quote, most delicious tasting military food, unquote, I've ever had in my life. So the quartermaster of the U.S., had a meeting in 1948 with the titans of the food industry, General Foods, General, not General Hershey, that was a joke, General Mills, Borden's, Campbell's Soup. Campbell's Soup is the one that went whole hog into MSG, and they had no testing whatsoever. They could have, if they just tested, they would have realized what a neurotoxin is, and they never bothered to get it off the market. Once the scientists like Dr. Olney started saying, this is a neurotoxin, you know, it's too late. They wouldn't get it. They did get it out of baby food because it was in Gerber's, and a pediatrician, a woman professor at Harvard Medical School, gave a speech and said, you guys got to get this out. You can't put a neurotoxin that's blinding mice in Gerber's baby food. Well, in a month, it was off the market. So I've always been kind of interested in this, and I really just found out about aspartame about 2.5 years ago, and I pitched the New Mexico Nutrition Council, which is a second bill, back in 1998. And you know, it's kind of like Gandhi, you know, when Gandhi said, you know, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, and then they beat you, and then you win. And so that's kind of what this whole battle is about. And I tell you, you have Betty Martini on, and she is the real, she's like Joan of Arc for this entire movement. I mean, she inspires people. She stays up all night. She gets things done that nobody else even thinks they can do. And, you know, I'm the guy, I'm just the only one in the U.S. that's approaching it from a legislative point of view. And I think that your listeners, I've been on Deagle's show, by the way, and got great responses from that, Dr. William Deagle of Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten stirred up some stuff here and there in other states. And I encourage listeners to, you know, when you go to that New Mexico legislature website, go to Jerry Ortiz-Pino's Senate Bill 498, and you know, that's what the number you need when you call any of these senators to ask them to support it in the Public Affairs Committee. But you can also print it out and give it to your own legislature. If you're in Idaho or you're in Missouri or you're in, you know, Vermont, cross out New Mexico, put in Vermont. And then just hand it to the legislators and say, here, this is what I want. They'll have to fine-tune it and, you know, change some T's and dot some I's.
Sure.
But it is a universally applicable thing. And one thing about Governor Richardson is he absolutely believes that he quietly supports this plan because he thinks the FDA is doing nothing. He realizes very clearly that it's been taken over by malevolent corporations. And I just don't mean pharmaceutical corporations. I mean also food additive corporations and junk food manufacturers and the grocery manufacturers lobbying and God knows who else.
Well, the one question I wanted to ask here, and since you mentioned, Stephen, the manufacturing, who is the biggest culprit out there as far as manufacturing these artificial sweeteners?
Well, it's a group of them. The worst one is, of course, is Ajinomoto, because that's the people that bought the thing from the patent from Monsanto, and Monsanto bought it from Searle. They're the largest in the world. Then, of course, if you want to include sucralose or Splenda, that's
Marathon.
That's Tate and Lyle in England, and then there's a U.S. company whose name I've forgotten. Betty will know it. And then saccharin, you know, is another ghastly one, and that's Monsanto out of St. Louis.
Now, people hear the word Monsanto, and they think, well, this is just a company that makes chemicals and, you know, they make carpet and things of that nature. These people can't possibly be in the poison business.
Yeah, but you know, if you know anything about, like, just start with history of Vietnam. I remind the listener that it was Monsanto that developed the Agent Orange, you know, to make all the leaves fall off the trees. Well, it turns out, you know, you have babies born with no arms and one leg, and I even know one in an artist here in an Indian artist here in Santa Fe whose father was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam, and just exposed, you know. He wasn't applying it. He was just like walking through a jungle where all the leaves had fallen off the trees so they could bomb the Ho Chi Minh Trail, remember?
Right.
And you know, here's a child that's born with one arm and one leg. And he's a great artist. I'm telling you, his name is Frank Buffalo Hyde. His father is an Iroquois sculptor named, also named Hyde. And he, you know, I mean, it's a tremendous story of a person coming back from a birth. I mean, he didn't have any control over this. I mean, this developed as a fetus. This is Monsanto at work. The Terminator gene, you know, where they put the, you know, they developed their own plant genetic system, so everybody has to come back to Monsanto to keep buying seeds.
I understand. We got to take this break. Steven, stand by. We'll be back to wrap up this edition for the National Intel Report with Dr. Betty Martini, and we'll put out the information sites one more time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do that right after this short break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put out the websites again, ladies and gentlemen. www.nho.net and also www.doorway.com. If you'd like to send Betty Martini an email, it's bettym19@mindspring.com. And her address is, she is the founder, by the way, of Mission Possible World Health International at 9270 River Club Parkway in Duluth, Georgia, 30097. The phone number over there is 770-242-2599. Betty, we only have about 3 minutes left. Any parting shots on this deal?
Yes, I sure would. And that is, as I mentioned before on Wrench.com, is Stephen Fox's New Mexico bill to ban aspartame update. And it's many pages long. It's got all of the names of the legislators, the bills, and everything. If everybody listening will send an email to these people or call, we can get this done. Stephen Fox has done more in 2 years that many people have done in 10. We are so close, and we need everybody's support. My favorite quote is, teamwork is the fuel that allows common people to do uncommon results, and we can do it. We are that close if everybody will get involved.
And, Stephen, because you've been successful in getting this in front of the legislature in New Mexico, is there a direct contact or an email for you, sir?
Oh, certainly, yes. I'm Stephen, Stephen, at SantaFeFineArtSingular.com. And she's right. I have this massive article posted at Rents.com, which goes into great detail, and you can just put in aspartame in New Mexico. I also have my own website called www.UnitedNations.UndersecretaryGeneralForNutrition, because I want to see this done at the UN also. And look, and just in conclusion, I want to say she's absolutely right. We are very close to getting this done. And if we don't get it done, it's because of some very malevolent corporate lobbyists. And, you know, you can always write to Dr. von Eschenbach and demand, he's the FDA commissioner, that's commissioner at FDA.gov, and demand that it be taken off the market. And also, a very key person in my scheme of things is Senator Patrick Leahy, because as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he has the power to look into all this skullduggery that went on with the forced approval for aspartame, and even though it took place in 1981, it's still not too late for the Judiciary and the Senate Health Committee to get the stuff off the market. And the chairman of the Senate Health Committee is Edward Kennedy. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is the chairman of the Judiciary. So again, that number for the New Mexico legislature is 505-986-4300. And if you look at the article on rents.com or contact me personally, that or the senator himself, Senator Jerry Ortiz Epino, we'll let you know right from the state Senate office. What we can do.
All right. Well, I thank you. I thank you, Stephen, for coming up on the air. I know you were busy, and I know you called me before the program, and I'm glad you were able to join us for a short amount of time here.
But we'll do it again.
We will certainly do that. This is an effort that people can get on board with, and it's very, very close to being done, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that domino effect. Once something, one thing starts to fall, there's a good possibility that other people will have courage to come forth. Dr. Betty Martini, I thank you so much. We will be in touch, and we will do this again.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right, thank you. Thank you
thank
both.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye now. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll come back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Stay tuned for the flip side. Jeffrey Bennett sitting in for Robbie Noel, and that follows this program on the very same shortwave frequency you're listening to is 5050. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.